There are so many things, actually, that Paul, through the book of Ephesians, would like to tell us.
其实借着以弗所这本书，保罗有很多东西要告诉我们。
I hope that all the saints will spend some time to pray over all these chapters.
我盼望所有的圣徒都会花一点时间来祷告，为着我们所看见的这些记载在以弗所书里的来祷告。
It's not enough just to hear it.
光是听不够的。
Not enough just to know.
光是知道也还不够。
But we must be those who masticate the word of God.
我们必须是那些把神的话吃进来消化掉的人。
It's very important for us to do that.
我们这样做是非常重要的。
Right, to chew the cud.
就是要反刍。
Otherwise, if you just hear and know about it, and then you just walk away,
如果你只是听听知道了就离开,
nothing will happen.
就没有事情会发生。
We must be those who not only hear the word of God, but do it.
我们必须是不仅听到神的话，并且是遵行的人。
And constantly to meditate the living word of God.
而且是一直在那里默想神这个活的话。
Because the word of God is living.
因为神的话是活的。
It's not doctrine, it's living.
它不是道理，它是活的。
Hebrews chapter 4 tells us clearly the word of God is living.
希伯来书第四章清楚地告诉我们，神的话是活泼的。
That's why it's full of life and energy.
所以它是满了生命和活力。
And you have to remember what the Lord said in Isaiah, My word will not return to me void.
而且你要记得主在以赛亚书说到，我的话必不突然返回。
Right.
Amen.
But it depends on you and me.
但是要看你我。
How do we deal with the word of God?
我们如何对待神的话？
Through the many years I've seen people agreed and then disagreed again and agreed again and disagreed again.
在已过的这些年，我看到很多人同意神的话，后来又不同意，又同意，又不同意。
But God's word will never change.
但是神的话永不改变。
You and I can change.
你我会改变。
But not God and not His word.
但是神和他的话总不改变。
Because His word will remain forever.
因为他的话要存到永远。
And the Lord said very clearly, unmistakably clear, every word, every yotta will be fulfilled.
而且主也毫无疑问地清楚地表明，神的话每一点一话都要成全。
Sorry.Okay, yeah. Thank you. Okay, better? Okay, thank you. Not one word will be left out.
没有一个字是会被除在外面不成就的。
I don't want to just know the word of God.
所以我不仅是要知道神的话。
I want to see the fulfillment of the word of God.
我要看见神的话应验。
I want to be part of the fulfillment of the word of God.
而且我要是神的话的应验里面的一部分。
It will be very terrible if we teach the word of God and we ourselves don't do it.
如果我们会教导神的话，自己却不遵行，这个是非常可怕的。
Not only we don't do the word of God, we do the opposite.
而且不仅是不遵行，还反其道而行。
No wonder James says, don't you all be so many teachers.
难怪雅各要说，不要多人做师父。
Why?
为什么？
Because James says, because you teach others, but you yourself, you don't do it.
因为雅各说，你教导人，自己却不去行。
Your judgment will be more than the others.
所以你要受更严厉的审判。
One day, the Lord will judge us according to His word.
有一天，主会照着他的话来审判我们。
We know and we don't do it. It's not very wise.
我们知道了却不去行，这不是有智慧的做法。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
Whether it is the speaker or the hearer.
不管是讲者或者是听者。
It's all the same.
都一样。
Right. So may the Lord have mercy.
愿主怜悯。
Now concerning the matter of the church,I'd like to share with you something that is not only basic, but very important.
关于教会这件事，我还愿意跟大家分享一件非常基本，也是非常重要的事。
I believe through all these years,
我相信经过了这么多年，
we all will agree with what the Bible says.
我们都同意圣经所说的。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
我们来看《使徒行传》第七章。
This is the word of the Lord through Stephen.
这是主借着施提反所说的话。
Beginning in verse 44.
从第四十四节开始。
He said, Our fathers had the tabernacle of testimony in the wilderness as he appointed instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he has seen.
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕是神吩咐摩西叫他照所看见的样式做的。
It's very important for us to realize that even Moses he had to do everything according to the pattern shown to him.
我们要看见这一点，这是非常重要的。就是甚至是摩西，他在造会幕和一切的时候，他必须是完全照着神的指示。
Yeah. Which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought.With Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David.
这帐幕我们的祖宗相继承受，在当时人在他们面前赶出外邦人去的时候，他们同约书亚把帐幕搬进承受为业之地，直存到大卫的日子。
Praise the Lord for David.
为着大卫，我们赞美主。
I think we all know David, right?
我们都知道大卫这个人物。
David found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling place for the God of Jacob.
大卫在神面前蒙恩，祈求为雅各的神预备居所。
We know how important that was.
我们知道这件事很重要。
Because nobody cared for the dwelling place of God since they entered into the good land.
因为自从以色列人进入美地，就没有一个人顾到神要建造他的居所这件事。
Don't think we care.
不要以为我们也关心这件事。
We care doctrinally.
道理上我们是关心的。
We know, yeah, okay, the church, praise the Lord, the body of Christ, amen.
我们知道教会赞美主，基督的身体，阿们。
We think it's so simple, right?
我们以为就是这么简单了。
But it was Solomon who built him a house.
却是所罗门为神造成殿宇。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
David received the pattern.
大卫从神那里承受了那个建造
的蓝图，
对对，圣殿的蓝图。
All the instructions from the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵给他启示。
And he prepared so much materials for the building.
他也预备了很多的材料。
But he didn't build.
但是他并没有建造。
Because God wanted his son to build.
因为神是要他的儿子来建造。
So, praise the Lord, Solomon built the temple.
所以赞美主，所罗门建造殿宇。
But there is an important word here.
但是这里有一句非常重要的话。
However, the Most High God does not dwell in the temple made with hands, as the prophet says.
其实至高者并不住人手所造的，就如先知所言。
You better pay attention to this word.
我们最好是注意这句话。
The Most High God does not dwell in temple made with hands.
至高者并不住人手所造的。
As Isaiah said in chapter 66.
就如以赛亚在第六十六章里面所说的。
Heaven is my throne.And the earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest?
主说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢？
Has my hand not made all these things?
这一切不都是我手所造的吗？
I don't think many of us pay attention to this verse.
我想我们没有太多人很注意这一节。
That is why, even today in building the church, we do all things that our hands are able to make.
所以甚至到了今天，我们在建造教会的时候，都是用很多我们人手所能做的。
We use human ways and methods.
我们用人的方法和办法。
We use men's capability.
我们用人的才干。
We use earthly ways and methods.
我们用属地的办法和道路。
We use our own thoughts and our own understanding.
我们用自己的思想和我们所领悟的。
In fact, it is the work of our hands.
其实这一切都是我们手所做的。
What was the result?
结果如何?
Chaos.
混乱。
Everything at the end fall apart.
到最后一切都要坍塌。
Then we wonder whether it works.
然后我们就在想，这个到底有没有果效？
So a lot of people already gave up the hope that a church can be built.
所以很多人已经放弃了这个盼望，说教会是能被建造的。
It's impossible, many said.
很多人都说不可能，做不到。
We tried.
我们已经试过了。
But it didn't work.
但是办不到。
So forget it.
忘了它吧。
Throw it out of the window.
把它从窗口丢出去。
Well, of course it doesn't work.
当然是做不到。
Because it is your work.
因为这个是你手的工作，是你的工作。
Because it was a building made by man's hand.
因为是人的手所造的工作。
This is a very important principle.
这是一个非常重要的原则。
We all need to be afraid of our own hands.
我们都要惧怕自己的手。
Because the church.The dwelling place of God is not built by man's hands.
因为教会，神的居所不是人手所造的。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
我们过来看希伯来书第八章。
These verses are very much related to Ephesians.
这里的经节与以弗所书是非常有关系的。
Because Ephesians tells us that nobody else could build except this wonderful God through Christ Jesus by the Spirit.
因为以弗所书告诉我们，除了神自己借着他的圣灵在耶稣基督里，没有人能够建造他的教会。
And it has nothing to do with the old man.
而且这个建造与我们的旧人毫无关系。
Anything of the old creation has no place in this wonderful building. It's a heavenly building.
我们的救人救造与神这个属天的建造是完全没有关系，没有份的。
Any time that man's hands become involved with this building of God's dwelling, he will ruin it.
每当人的手参进建造神居所的工作，他就会把这个工作毁掉。
I don't care how capable you are, how capable I am and we are. It doesn't matter.
我不管我们有多么有才干。
Okay, now let's turn to chapter 8.
So 我们来看希伯来书第八章。
Beginning in verse 1, now this is the main point of the things we are saying.
第一节，我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的。
We have such a high priest, a wonderful high priest, of course, who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, the true tabernacle, remember that, which the Lord erected and not man.
Amen. 在圣所就是真帐幕里，你要注意是真帐幕，做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
This is the true tabernacle.
这个是真帐幕。
Just like the true worship.
就好像真敬拜一样。
The true worship must be in the true tabernacle.
真敬拜必须是在真帐幕里面进行的。
I hope you know what I'm talking about, right?
我希望你明白我在说什么。
And this true tabernacle is a heavenly one.
这个真帐幕是一个属天的帐幕。
It is pitched, erected by the Lord himself and not man.
是主自己所知的，不是人所知的。
For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Verse 3.
第三节，凡大祭司都是为献礼物和祭物设立的。
Remember, it is important to offer gifts and sacrifices.
你要记得，献礼物和祭物是很重要的。
Therefore, it is necessary that this one, our wonderful Lord Jesus, our great high priest, also have something to offer.
Amen.所以这位大祭司，也就是我们的主耶稣基督，他也必须有所献的。
So you better know the offerings.
所以你最好要知道有什么祭物。
What kind of offering this wonderful great high priest have offered?
这位奇妙的大祭司献上了怎样的祭物？
Then it says, for if he were on earth, or from the earth, he would not be a priest, since there are already priests who offer gifts and sacrifices according to the law.
他若在地上，必不得为祭司，因为已经有照律法献礼物的祭司。
Verse 5 is important, that all of these gifts and offerings according to the law, they serve the copy and shadow of heavenly things. Go ahead, please. As Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle.
第五节很重要，我们要注意，他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西正要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
That means everything that God told Moses, and it's not just the tabernacle, but everything that goes along with this tabernacle.
也就是神所吩咐摩西的，不仅是帐幕而已，而是一切连同帐幕一起的。
Including the gifts and offerings.
包括祭祀和祭物。
They are all copies of the heavenly things.
他们都是天上事的 形状和影像。
That means those offerings and gifts are not yet the true living offerings.
也就是说，地上的祭物和礼物还不是真正的祭物。
But they are just shadows of the and copies of the heavenly reality.
他们不过是天上世的形状、影像。
That is why God really divinely and very seriously instructed Moses, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain.
所以神严严地警戒摩西说，你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着山上指示你的样式。
Not simple.
这个不简单。
What Moses wrote,
摩西所写的
is just a copy of what the heavenly things truly are.
乃是真正属天事物的那个样本，他记下来了。
What we are doing today is not according to the written law, but according to the heavenly spiritual reality.
我们今天所做的不是照着这个地上的这个律法，乃是照着属天属灵真实的。
I'm speaking from the depth of my heart.
我是从心里说这些话。
Please try your best to understand.
请尽量来明白。
Let's go to chapter 9.
我们继续往第九章看。
Amen. Verse 11.
第十一节
But Christ came、
Hallelujah.
as high priest of the good things to come.
Amen.
The real thing now.
Amen. 但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。
Of course, right. The things to come is when the Lord came at that time, he was bringing the things that were supposed to come.Which still was not in the old covenant days.
这里说将来的，就是当主耶稣来的时候，他把在旧约的时候还没有的东西带来了。
So today we have to enjoy the real thing.
所以今天我们要享受的是真实的。
Oh Lord.With greater and more perfect tabernacles not made with hands.
经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的。
Again, he emphasized not made with hands.
他再次强调不是人手所造。
And the writer of the Hebrews certainly had Isaiah 66 verses 1 and 2 in mind.
希伯来书的作者肯定在这里写的时候，他心里是想到以赛亚书66章1到2节。
Not made with hands.
不是人手所造。
Because God does not dwell in a tabernacle made with hands.
因为神不居住在人手所造的帐幕。Amen.
This is very basic that we all need to understand.
这是非常基本的，我们都要知道。
Otherwise, we'll be doing something in vain.
否则我们就会做徒然的事。
And that is not of this creation.
也不是属乎这世界的。
That means not made with hands, meaning to say it does not work with things that were created on things that were made, right?
不是人手所造，就是说不是以受造物来做的。
Not with the blood of goats and calves.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血。
That's over.
这个已经过去了。
Those are just shadows.
这些不过是影儿。
That's why the Lord didn't want those animals' offerings.
所以主不要那些动物的祭。
But you have to realize those animal offerings
are just a shadow of the reality.
但是你要知道，这些祭牲它不过是真实的一个影儿。
Even the tabernacle was just a shadow of the real tabernacle.
就是帐幕也不过是真帐幕的影儿。
But with his own blood he entered a most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
那用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Because he is the real offering.
因为他是真祭物。
He's our real great high priest.
他是我们真的大祭司。
And he entered into the true tabernacle.
他所进入的是真帐幕。
So today, we need to know this wonderful Christ.
所以今天我们要认识这位奇妙的祭物。
As the reality of all the offerings.
认识他做一切祭物的实际。
Like Peter says, we are offering not animals, no.
就像彼得说，我们所献的不是牲畜。
And we are not slaughtering Jesus Christ every day, no.
我们也不是天天要我们的主耶稣被杀。
No.
不。
But we are offering the reality of Christ.
我们所献上的乃是基督的实际。
As all of these wonderful offerings.
就是这一切的祭物。
He doesn't have to die for us every day.
他不需要天天为我们死。
Because the redemption that he accomplished is once for all on the cross.
因为他在十字架上所成功的救赎是一次的。
So we don't need to slaughter Christ like the Jews slaughtering the goats and the sheep every week, every day.
所以我们不需要每天每周都要我们的主耶稣被杀，好像犹太人杀祭牲一样。
But we need to experience that wonderful Christ as the reality of these offerings every day.
但是我们每天都需要经历基督是这一切祭的实际。
You need to learn how to apply him.
你要学习怎样应用它。
Just like he created a new man, but you still have to put off the old, and you still have to daily put on the new man.
就如他已经造了新人，但是你自己还得天天学习脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Yes, he died once for all and entered into the heavenly holy of holies.
是的，他一次的。死了，已经进入了属天那个真正的至圣所。
He doesn't have to shed his blood every day.
他不需要天天流血。
But you have to apply his blood every day.
但是你需要天天取用他的血。
This is very important for us to see.
所以我们要看见这一点，这个非常重要。
Amen. Then let's continue to go to chapter 11.
我们继续往前看第十一章。
Concerning Abraham.
关乎亚伯拉罕。
Actually, Abraham is even before Moses.
其实亚伯拉罕是在摩西之前的人物。
And the promise was given to Abraham.
神的应许是赐给亚伯拉罕。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith he dwelt.In the land of promise, as in a foreign country.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客。
Why? It was his inheritance. Why was he a guest?
为什么呢？这个是应许给他的地，为什么他在那里做客？
Because that was not yet the real inheritance.
因为这个还不是真正。
Because the real inheritance that we are enjoying is a heavenly inheritance.
因为我们所享受的真基业是一个属天的基业。
And so he dwelt there, actually like a pilgrim, right? In tents.
他 好像在异地居住帐篷。
Yeah, in tents. You cannot build anything there because that's all temporary. It was not yet the real thing.
他是住在帐篷里，因为那个是暂时的，你不能在那里有什么盖造。
No, it's important. In verse 10, for Abraham was waiting for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.第十节很重要，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Who is the builder of the church here?
这里的教会是谁在这里建造？
Who is the architect?
这个设计师是谁？
Yeah. And who is the builder and the maker?
建造者是谁？
Who is designing the church here in Singapore?
谁在设计新加坡的教会？
Do you know how to build?
你晓得当如何建造吗？
Many years ago, I thought I knew.
很多年前，我以为我知道。
I better cover my face today in shame.
今天我要蒙上我的脸，觉得羞愧。
Because he is the architect.
因为他是设计者。
You better know him.
所以你要认识他。
You better know what is his plan.
你最好是认识他，认识他的计划。
You better know what is his will.
他的旨意。
How does he build this heavenly city, Jerusalem?
他如何建造这个属天的耶路撒冷城？
Are you sure you know how to build?
你确定你晓得如何建造吗？
That's why we have so many opinions.
所以我们有那么多的看法。
That's why we have so many ways. You have yours, I have mine.
有那么多的道路、办法，你的、我的。
And we argue.
我们就在这里争吵。
And we are traditional.
我们有我们的传统。
80 years ago, we did it this way.
八十年前我们是这样做的。
Our fathers did it that way.
我们的父辈都是这样做的。
And my grandfather did it that way.
我的爷爷是用这样的路做的。
And Watchman Nee did it that way.
尼托森也是用这样的路，这样的办法。
So I do it that way too.
所以我也用一样的办法，走一样的路。
We are in the tradition.
我们是在一个传统里面。
Although it did not work.
虽然这个传统并没有果效。
Although there are so many flaws.
虽然它有那么多不足之处。
We don't turn to the living God and ask him.
我们却不转向活神来问他。
We are habitual beings.
我们是习惯性的动物。
We did it 50 years ago like that.
五十年前是这样做的。
20 years ago, we still do the same thing.
二十年前也是一样的做法。
And today, we still do it the same way.
今天还是一样的做法。
My goodness. Although we had so much problems and many things didn't work, we still want to do it that way.
虽然我们经历了这么多的问题，但是我们还是要做一样的事情，走一样的路。
As long as you invite me to come to Singapore, I'm going to tell you this.
所以只要你邀请我来新加坡，我就要老实地跟你说这个话。
If you don't want to hear this anymore, don't invite me to come.
如果你不愿意再听这种话，你就不要邀请我来。
Really?
真的。
Because I'm not going to say something that will please you.
因为我不是要说一些让你喜欢听的话。
We need to see something heavenly in the Bible.
我们要从圣经里看见属天的东西。
The building is of God.
这个建造是出于神的。
Just as Moses did not have any right to build according to his own thoughts and ways and likes and dislikes.
就如摩西，他没有权利要以他自己的看法、喜好、办法。
Today,
照样今天。
That principle never changed.
这个同样的原则没有改变。
You and I
We have no right to build God's house in our ways.
你我都没有权利用我们的办法来建造
教会。 Not with our hands.
用我们人的手来建造。
Not with things that are created.
用所造的东西来建造。
Because you have to remember what God says. What can you build for me?
因为你要记得神所说的，你能为我造怎样的居所？
You can build a heavenly church, a heavenly city.
你能建造属天的城吗？
I can't.
我不能。
I admit I cannot.
我承认我做不到。
We all need him.
我们都需要他。
Right. We have to go to him.
我们要来到他面前。
Surrender to him.
向他降服。
Submit to him.
顺服他。
Listen to him.
听从他。
Let the Spirit give us the heavenly pattern as the Spirit gave to David.
让圣灵给我们启示这个属天的样式是怎样的。就如他启示了大卫。
I said many times, although Solomon was the wisest man on earth, he could not build the church, the temple of the living God, according to his own wisdom. No.
我多次说过了，虽然所罗门非常有智慧，但是他不能凭自己的智慧来建造神的居所。
Yeah.We are smart.
我们也是很聪明。
But unfortunately, or fortunately, not smart enough.
但是很遗憾，或者是很感谢主的，我们不够聪明。
Your natural intelligence can only apply to earthly things.
你天然的智慧只能应用在属地的事情上。
Not in the heavenly building.
不能用在属天的事物。
Oh Lord, now, of course, let's read further, verse 16 of the same chapter.
我们再往前看第十六节。
Right. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly place or country.
他们
却 heavenly city.
对，却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
对，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Now do you think that city is now, or is that city in the future?
你想这座城是现在就有了，还是将来才有的？
And since when was God building this heavenly city?
神是什么时候开始建造这个属天的城呢？
Let us go to chapter 12, verse 22.
我们来看12章22节。
Talking to the Hebrews, remember that, right?
这个是向希伯来人说的。
Because they knew the earthly Jerusalem.
因为他们晓得属地的耶路撒冷。
But now God is building a heavenly city.
但是现在神所建造的是属天的城。
So what did the writer of Hebrews says?
那希伯来书的作者怎么说呢？
But you will go later on, much later on in the future, in the new heaven and new earth, then you will go to the new Jerusalem. Did he say that?
在将来，要等很久的将来，你们就会进入属天的耶路撒冷，是这样写的吗？
Is it like that? Is it what it says in your Bible?
你的圣经里是这样记载的吗？
What did he say?
他怎么说？
You have come.
你们乃是来到。
Where?You have come to Mount Zion.
来到锡安山。
Really?
真的吗？
Have you come?
你已经来到了吗？ Amen.
Did you come to an earthly place, a nice meeting hall, or
你是来到一个在地上的这个地方，一个很好的会所吗？
It says you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God.
Amen. 你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You need to see this.
你要看见这个。
It does not mean, okay, oh, I believe, praise the Lord, we are the city of the living God. No, 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 I don't mean that, okay?
不是这样说，哦，我们已经看见了，我们就是属神的城邑。
那么简单啊。
Is it so simple?
No, it's not that simple.
不，没有这么简单。
No, you need to see the reality.
你要看见这个实际。
And you need to be built into this heavenly city.
并且你要被建造进入这个属天的城邑。
And it says the heavenly Jerusalem.
Amen. 就是天上的耶路撒冷。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Let's forget about the angels for now, right?
暂时就不看那个天使。
Verse
23. 23节。
To the festal assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven.
有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会。
The Chinese translation is very difficult.
对，中文的翻译有点困难。
This word general assembly, if you look into the meaning of that word, it is a meeting of festivity, a festal meeting.
这个所共聚的总会，如果你看那个原文，它是说聚在一起为了过节。
Right. Hey.It's very easy to understand that because God told His people to come how many times to Jerusalem a year?
那现在就很容易明白了，因为我们晓得。
Three times to do what? To keep the feast.
因为我们晓得神在旧约告诉他的子民，你们要一年三次上耶路撒冷来守节过节。
What are we doing here in the church life? Are we really keeping the feast?
我们在教会生活中是在做什么？是在守节吗？过节吗？
Or are we just sitting there listening and then go home?
还是我们只是坐在那里听听就回家？
And what kind of feast are you keeping?
而且你是守什么节啊？
May the Lord open our ears and our eyes.
愿主打开我们的耳朵和眼睛。
And it's the church of the firstborn.
是天上诸长子的总会。
So don't sell your birthright.
所以不要把你长子的名分卖掉。
Just for some little gain and profit for yourself.
就为了一点点的私利。把你长子的名分卖掉，不要这样做。
Don't think it's not possible to sell your birthright.
你不要以为不可能会卖掉我长子的名分。
Hebrews warned us not to be such profane people.
希伯来书警戒我们，不要做一个像以扫这样一个
profane, vain. It's just for his own stomach.
世俗就是为着自己的肚腹，贪恋世俗。
对呀，
他是用贪恋世俗。
That's right. Serious word.
这个是很严厉的话。
The church is not a place for you to have your personal gain.
教会不是让你来这里为着你的私欲、你自己的利益的地方。
You want to do that? You do that in the world.
你要这么做，请到世界里面去。
But not in the heavenly Jerusalem.
不要在属天的耶路撒冷做这种事。
That is why it says, "To God, the Judge of all."
有审判众人的神。
You better realize this.In the heavenly Jerusalem, there is a judge. God is the judge.
我们最好认清这一点， 在属天的耶路撒冷有神在这里做审判的。
To the spirit of just men made perfect.
和被成全之义人的灵魂。
We need to be perfected.
我们需要被成全。
But year after year after year after year, decades after decades, are we being perfected?
但是一年过一年，几十年过去，我们有没有被成全啊？
I'm afraid many of us remain the same.
我恐怕我们很多人还是这个老样子。
No change.
没有改变。
And the perfection is in the spirit.
而且这个被成全是指灵里被成全。
So the heavenly Jerusalem is something different than our concepts.
所以属天的耶路撒冷与我们的观念是完全不一样的。
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Also to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
Amen. 并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
That means we have a Savior.
就是说我们有一个救主。
Who redeemed us.
他救赎了我们。
So there's a possibility of for us to repent.
所以这里有一个可能，我们能悔改。
But if you don't repent.
但是如果你不要悔改。
Then the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cannot cleanse you.
那主耶稣的血就没有办法洁净你。
If I walk in darkness.
如果我行在黑暗中。
John said, I lied.
约翰说我是一个说谎的。
There will be no fellowship. And there will be no fellowship.
就不会有交通。
But if I walk in the light.
但是我们如果行在光中。
Because God is the light.
因为神就是光。
Then the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse me.
那主耶稣的血就会洁净我。
On one hand, you can see the high standard of the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以一面你看见属天耶路撒冷有那么高的标准。
But on the other hand, we also see the blood of the new covenant, whose mediator is the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是另一面，我们也看见新约里面有血，是我们中保主耶稣基督的血。
And it particularly says.His blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel.
而且保这个作者这里也特特的说到，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Because Abel's blood calls for vengeance.
因为亚伯的血乃是向神呼求要伸冤。
But the blood of Jesus Christ is for the cleansing and the forgiveness.
但是主耶稣的血乃是让我们得着赦免洁净。
Because he knows we still have a lot of mistakes and not yet perfected.
因为他知道我们还有很多的犯错，我们还没有完全。
But we have to repent.
但是我们要悔改。
Don't forget the repentance.
不要忘记这个，要悔改。
Because if you don't confess your sins to the Father,
因为如果你不向父承认你的罪，
then the Father cannot forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
父就不能赦免你，并且从一切的不义中把你洁净了。
Many of us have a wrong concept of forgiveness.
我们很多人对赦免都有一个错误的观念。
That's our way. 啊，不要紧啦，不要紧啦，算了啦，算了。
我们的方法就是 It's alright, forget it.
爱了，爱了。
Just love.
No repentance.
却没有悔改。
No confession.
没有认罪。
No turning to God.
没有一个向神的转变。
So that kind of so-called forgiveness will not help anyone.
那一种的赦免是不能够帮助任何人的。
That is a natural forgiveness.
这个是我们天然的赦免。
Not simple, isn't it?
不简单，对不对？
Now, verse 25 is a warning.
25节是一个警戒。
See that you do not refuse him who speaks.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的。
Which is the Lord and the Spirit.
这个说话的就是主，就是灵。
For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth at the time of Moses, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven.
对，因为他们弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉。这个地上警戒的就是摩西那个时候，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
Right. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying in Haggai, Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，就是在哈该书里面所说的，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
There's always a once more.
总是有再一次。
As long as there is man's hands involved, then there will be the shaking.
只要有人手涉及在主的工作里，就会有他的震动。
Don't think God is going to accept any building work done by man's hands. No.
我们不要以为神会接受任何我们人手所造的工作。
Now this, yet once more, verse 27, indicates the removal of things that are being shaken as of things that are made.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去。
That means whatever you and I with our hands have built.
就是我们用我们的手去建造的。
Anything that is man-made.
一切人造的。
Anything that is of this creation.
是属于这一个受造之物的。
Right, will be shaken.
都要被震动挪去。
That the things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Amen, amen. 使那不被震动的长存。
No wonder God has been shaking many, many times.
难怪神多次在那里震动。
Oh, he has to.
他必须这么做。
Not that he wanted to, no.
不是他要这么做。
But he had no choice.
但是他没有选择。
He wants to get something that is heavenly and real.
他要得着的是属天的、真实的。
But what we are doing is earthly and of man's hands and man's works.
但是
and, yeah.
但是我们所做的是属地的，是人手所造的。
So what do you expect God to do?
所以你想神要怎么办？
He will do what he says here. Once more, I will shake.
他会照着他在这里所说的。再一次来震动。
Many times before, I didn't realize that. How come everything collapsed again?
我常常都不明白为什么一切又坍塌了。
Once again, it fell apart.
又坍塌了。
Why is it?
为什么
？Why?
为什么
？Now I know why.
现在我明白了。
Because God wants a heavenly city.
因为神要的是属天的城。
An unshakable kingdom, which is Zion, is Zion is unshakable.
不能震动的国就是西安，西安是不能震动的。
They that trust in the Lord will be like Zion, which cannot be shaken. Right? It's written in the Song of Ascent.
对，在上行诗里面记载说，信靠耶和华的人就好像西安山一样。不会被摇动。
So are you afraid of shaking?
你会害怕被震动吗？
Let it come.
让它来吧。
I will be thankful if the Lord will shake me. Amen. Hallelujah.
如果主来震动我，我是要感谢他的。
To remove anything that is still from the old fallen creation.
要把我身上所残留的这个属于旧造的都震动掉。
Better we voluntarily put off the old man, right?
所以最好还是我们甘心乐意自愿脱下旧人，对不对？
Instead of having to wait for the Lord to shake it away, right?
还是你要等到主来把它震掉。
What do you prefer?
你比较喜欢哪一个？
How about you, Karina?
你呢？
Better voluntarily put off the old man, right?
还是自愿脱去旧人比较好，
是不是啊？So that the things which cannot be shaken may remain.
好使不能震动的长存。 Amen.
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken,
Amen.
Verse 28.
28节，所以我们记得了不能震动的国。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
赞美神。
Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably,
Amen.
With reverence and godly fear.
Amen. 我们就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Don't use anything else.
不要用别的东西。
Don't use any other means and ways.
不要用其他的方法和办法。
Don't trust in your own two hands for heavenly building.
为着这个属天的建造，你不可以信靠你的手。
Put off the old.
把旧的脱掉。
Put on the new man.
穿上新人。
Use heavenly materials, which is Christ.
用属天的材料，就是基督来建造。
All of the spiritual heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus for us to use.
所有属天属灵的这个祝福都在基督里，让我们能用。
Forget about everything else.
其他的你都忘了它吧。
Really?
真的。
Don't worry about anything else.
不要顾虑其他的。
You just worry about what God wants. That's good enough.
你只要专注神所要的，这就好了。
Yeah.
是的。
Don't be complicated.
不要那么复杂。
We must now, because we see this, serve God acceptably with reverence to honor Him and with godly fear to be afraid of Him because He is the judge of all.
Amen. 要照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉他，就是要惧怕他，尊敬敬畏他。
For our God is a consuming fire.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
You'll be consumed.
他会把你烧尽。
Just like Nadab and Abihu.
就像拿达和亚比户。
Serving God according to their own ways and concepts.
他们照着自己的方法和观念来侍奉神。
They were consumed by fire.
他们就被火烧灭。
So this is the basic thing that we really want to see.
所以这是我们所要看见的一个基本的东西。
If you want to understand the book of Ephesians concerning the building of the church.
如果你要明白以弗所书所说到关于建造教会的事，
You have to understand this thing, this fundamental principle in the Bible concerning God's building.
你就要明白关乎神的建造这个最基本的原则。
Otherwise, when the Lord comes back, everything else will be burned away.
否则当主回来的时候，其他的一切都要被烧掉。
Now, let's turn to Jerusalem in Revelation 21.
那我们现在来看启示录二十一章里面的耶路撒冷。
Right, verse 2.
第二节。
Then I, John, saw the holy city. Praise the Lord, it's a holy city.
Amen. 我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷。
New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
Amen. 由神那里从天而降。
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Amen. 预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
You have to be impressed with the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
你要对这个有印象，就是新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
Nothing earthly.
它没有一点是属地的。
Nothing made by man, man's hands.
没有一点是人手所造的。
But it is from God.
它是从神而
降。Every way, every thing, every material, every design, every service, everything concerning this heavenly Jerusalem must come from God.
这个新耶路撒冷的一切，包括它的设计。它的样式、它的材料、它的建造，每一样都是从神而来的。
Not made in China.
不是中国制造。
Nor in Singapore.
也不是新加坡制造。
Nor in Germany.
或者德国制造。
Nor USA.
也不是美国制造。
Japan.
或日本。
Doesn't matter where it is.
不管是哪里啦。
We only have one source, which is God Himself.
我们只有一个源头。就是神自己。
Man can build a wonderful group and church with hundreds of thousands of people. Don't be envious of that.
人可以建造很大的教会，千千万万的人，你不要很羡慕那个。
Oh, you have an example right here in Singapore, right?
你们新加坡这里就有一个例子啊。
That is not out of heaven from God.
这不是由神从天而降的。
It's going to be shaken.
所以它会被震动。
But we must learn today.
但是今天我们要学习。
To see that a church is spiritual and heavenly.
要看见教会是属灵属天的。
It's not only the temple of God.
不仅是神的殿。
It's not only the dwelling place of God.
也不仅是神的居所。
It is the kingdom of God.
它也是神的国度。
The city of the living God.
活神的圣
城。It must be an unshakable kingdom.
所以它必须是一个不能震动的国。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I think it's good enough, right?
我想这样子就很好了，够好了。
Although we still have half an hour, but forget about the half an hour.
虽然我们还有半个小时，但是算了。
I don't want us to be distracted from this important burden.
我不要我们从这个最重要的负担里面。受打岔了。
Let's have some prayers.